Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Like Mother, Like Daughter podcast. I am Lauren, the daughter, and you are?
Hi, Lauren. I'm Jamie, the mother. It's so nice to be back recording with you today.
I thought you were going to say, it's so nice to meet you. That's what it sounded like you were going to say.
No. I'm trying to practice that when I was at my conference the other week, I went to a session where they talked about smiling while you're talking, because it sounds like it makes you feel perky. And so I'm trying to do that. Can you feel the perkiness in my voice?
I really do. I mean, I do think you're someone that has kind of a perky energy about you as is. So like the smiling just like, whoa, Jamie, like tone it down a little, because you're already like that. But maybe that's something I would need to work on, because I'm not as much like that. So should I practice?
All right, just keep on smiling all the way through it.
Cannot make any promises.
No, I guess not. Maybe it wouldn't be so normal to be smiling, but I just feel like sometimes it's just different. I mean, practice. Say like, hi, mom, it's so nice to see you. Or, hi, mom, it's so nice to see you. Like, it's just
yeah,
a whole
but you thing. Also just changed the tone of your voice. It wasn't just the smiling.
Okay, all right, let's practice again. Hi, mom, it's so nice to see you. Hi, mom, it's so nice to see you. Anyway, it's so good to be back with you. Thank you so much, all of you, for listening to us. We are excited to be here again this week, and we're looking forward to having a really good conversation. But first, we must start with our lights of the week. So I am going to start with my low light of the week.
That you know what I've noticed?
What?
Before I interrupt, I feel like I could count on like one hand how many times I have started my lights. I've noticed every episode you start with your lights.
Okay. Not well,
it matters.
It seems
but
funny.
Please start. Proceed.
Okay. I'm proceeding. So my low light of the week happened yesterday. I was not feeling my chipper happy self. I was actually under the weather. I was battling through. On Friday, I took my COVID-19 booster shot and had a flu shot, because I thought I'm just going to make it all in one and do it all together and bang it out. And did not feel so good yesterday. So I felt nauseous throughout the day and just couldn't really get it together, and laid on the couch, laid in my bed for a while. Not my best days. So that was my low light. Tell me about yours.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that you were not feeling well. I also got my booster this week, and like I was surprisingly okay. So like, feel kind of bad that you were a little under the weather. But anyways, my low light was that just like, I don't know, I was just feeling a little like bored sometimes of this week, particularly like the last, I don't know, like Friday into like Saturday. I don't know. I was just kind of like bored and just a little lonely feeling. Like I feel like when you're bored, and like I'm someone that likes my alone time very much. However, when I like get the like craving to like be social, I like really need to, or else like it's not the best for me, if that makes sense. So that was kind of like hard, because I was like, I didn't really like, I mean, part of it, like, I mean, I tried to make plans with people, part of it, like, I didn't really do enough probably, or just like, I don't know. I just like didn't really initiate anything until like later, when after I'd kind of started feeling that way. And so, yeah, it was like fine. Like I got through it, but there was just like a period of time where I was just feeling kind of like down and bored and sad. And like, there's not really like an explanation. But I ended up kind of getting myself out of that. So that was, and I'll explain in one of my other lights, but yeah, that's about it.
I'm sorry that you were in that feeling that way, lonesome and sad. It's no way to feel, but it's real. And I applaud you for sharing that with the class here and telling everyone how you were feeling. Because sometimes like everyone wants to put this image of everything's great and perfect and lovely and fun. And sometimes we're just not feeling that way. And that's okay. Yeah. Not that we're sitting here complaining, you know?
And I feel bad because I feel like there were two occasions this weekend, like once on the phone with you and another on the phone with Mima, where I was just like not chit-chatty. And I felt kind of bad about that. And like, because I'm not the best with like, I know like might sound crazy because I do have a podcast, but like, I feel like I'm not the best with words sometimes. And like, if I'm not in a good mood, like I don't really like to talk. And then like, I kind of force myself to talk. So I'm like, oh, I'll call someone. But then I like realized on the call, like, I don't really like feel like talking. And then it comes off as like rude. And like, I don't really know how to like articulate how I'm feeling, and I don't really want to like answer questions, and I'm just not like in the mood. And so I do want to apologize for that. It's something I'm growing aware of now, and now I'll work on it for the future.
Well, thank you, but no need to apologize. I didn't really feel like you weren't talking, so I don't know, maybe I'm just having a hard time thinking about what you're saying. So but I guess if you're working on it.
You said that's I was crappy on the phone like 2 days ago when I was on the phone with you. It was like Friday. Oh,
I don't remember. I'm sorry if I said that.
No, it's okay. It was.
All right. Well, let's go into the mediums. Should we? Okay. Mediums of the week. So my medium was, I was really excited. I had a visit from Jillian and Matt Travers. They're two people that work at camp, but Matt's visit was planned, and then Jillian was invited to come along. So that was just kind of nice to see some people. I love, you know, it's very quiet in my office typically, and it's so fun when other people come by to say hi, because it makes you feel good that people want to come and see you. So I was so excited to see both of them. So that was a great part of my week.
Awesome. Yeah, that is great. I'm very jealous. I miss them. My medium light was that it was my sorority's big little during – I was on Tuesday. And it was very exciting. I am now officially a great grandma to three wonderful grandchildren. And yeah, I mean, I don't know them super well, but, like, they seem super nice. We all got dinner after. And it was just very exciting, like – obviously, I'm kind of, like, out of that, like, sorority, like, hoopla, you know? But I was excited to be there for them and, like, get to meet them. And, like, I know for the big, it's, like, very exciting, like, to have your little and, like, you plan all this stuff for them. And, like, it was really fun for me. So I kind of, like, felt grateful to, like, be a part of it in a less, like, direct way, but, like, still a part of it. So yeah, that was it. It was a nice time. We like went to dinner after and we chit chatted, and it just feels nice to like be like the older like person that like has like stories to share and like advice to give people. It's something I like to be in life. So it was nice.
That's so cute. You make such a great, great grandma.
Thank you. Really? So nice.
Yeah, I hope that they are very strong.
I'm older than you. Like, I have an older title than you. You're just a mom. Oh, I'm a great grandma. Actually, if you're in your family, if you're a sorority, you're probably like
I'm like
50 great, 100 great.
Well, my sorority's gone now. It's a sad That's part true. Of Beta Chi chapter of the University of Kansas.
KUSDT. I did meet them at the Elevate conference sophomore year.
Did. But now they're not really a sorority anymore. So that's kind of
the president was a very passionate girl.
Oh, I love a good passionate girl.
Yeah, too bad she that it went downhill, like probably right after that.
Oh no. Her passion just fizzled out.
I don't know if that's it. I just don't think they could get enough people.
It's just a bummer.
It is a bummer. Because it was a big chapter back in the day.
It, when I was there, it was really great.
Right up there with the Kappas.
Thriving. Well, not really. I mean, in like nationally, maybe not, but like it was still very, you know, we had a lot of sisterhood, as you know, that I've shared with you over and over again.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I am going to talk about my highlight, which I know this is sad because, again, I don't really have a strong highlight, but I'm going to share this. So I really know that I, to get myself out of a funk, there's one thing that I love to do more than any other thing in the whole wide world to get myself out of a funk. And you know what that is? That is playing Taylor Swift music and dancing and singing. So guess what? Today, I happened along the Reputation Stadium Tour and played a few of those songs and really jammed out. And I just, you know, everybody should have something that they like to do to, that they know is something they can lean on to take them out of like a funk. And remember, I said I was not feeling well all day yesterday, so I was totally not myself. But by putting on that music and getting into it and, you know, just watching this woman on my screen before me, like in all of her glory, just put me in a great mood. And I have been in a great mood all day because of it. So thank you, Miss Swift, for helping me, you know, move from a eh to like a meh to a much better part of my day.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Oh, and I did think of something else that I could throw in there as another light, and I'm not really sure where this goes, but I know that this is sort of off to talk about this as a light, but we did pay a Shiva call to our friends last week, Lori and Mara, and we were there to support them in the passing of Aaron. And I know that's a weird thing to call like a highlight of the week, but it does make you feel good to be with people who you care about and to show your love for them. So that I'm going to put in there. I'm not really sure where, what category that falls in, but it was a meaningful time and great to see those people. Wish it was under different circumstances, of course, but to help, you know, carry someone or hold them up when they're not feeling strong was really important. And I'm glad that we were able to do that. So that would be my, I don't know, my honorable mention of the week.
Yeah. Awesome. I do wish I could have been there as well. Yeah. Sending my love. And I agree that it is a meaningful thing. And like, even if it's not like good, it's like, it feels kind of good in a way. I don't really know how to describe it.
Yeah. Like, comforting someone else feels good, I think.
For sure.
All right. What's your highlight?
So my highlight goes kind of in the same way of like, My highlight is related to like the low that I was sharing before about like feeling kind of like eh and lonely and just like needing to like do something like would kind of be the only way for me to like, I just like, I know myself and I know like when I'm like not doing well, like what I need, I guess. And like, sometimes for me, it's like, just gotta like lay in bed, read a book and like just chill to myself. And then there's other times like, yeah, I really need to be around other people. And that was one of those times. And so yesterday, I went out for the first time in like almost 2 weeks, which is like, not, it's just like, as a college student, it just sounds so lame. But I went with my friend Melissa from home. Shout out. We love you. And some of her friends who I've like grown to become better friends with this school year, because we all like live really close to each other. And I went, so yeah, we went to CAMS, and like, I didn't really have like much expectations like going into the night. I was like, I remember like calling you because I couldn't tell if I liked what I was wearing and like whatever. Like I was like, okay, it doesn't really matter. I need to do this. I'm just gonna like have fun. And I ended up having like pretty good time. Like I would say like as fun as like it could be for me, you know, like going out is like not like, for some people it's like, it's the greatest night of my life. And like, I don't really have those experiences like too often when I go out, but like, as long as I like have more fun than like not, then like I feel pretty like content. And I ended up staying, like, I've never done this before. I stayed till close for the first time. So I literally stayed out till 2 a.m., which is like, if you guys know me, my sleep is like, I'm in bed usually like winding down by like 9:30, 10. So like staying out till 2 is like big deal for me. But it just got to a certain point where I was like, didn't even realize what time it was. And I was like, wow, like it's almost, I was like, it's 1 o'clock. And then it was like 1:30 and people were starting to leave, some of our other friends. And I was like, why not stay? Like, it's not that much longer. And it ended up being a very great decision. I do not regret it. It was very entertaining. Like, it was like epic, like for me, like epic people watching, which is like one of my favorite things to do. And like, it was so entertaining because like, it's like 2 o'clock. So like, everyone's like very intoxicated and like they turn the lights on and like they play closing time. They're like, get the fuck out. And like, it's so like funny. And like, Melissa and I, we were the only two that stayed. And then we were like standing on the stairs of CAMS, like watching people walk out and leave. And they were being like so funny. And like, we were just laughing. This random dude was like trying to hit on me and buy me a drink, but it was like too late. It was like not, it was like, it felt really weird and creepy. Like,
he wanted to take you home.
Probably. And I was not going home with that man. And like, he just kept, he was so like, I said no. I was like, oh no, thank you. Like, I appreciate whatever. And then he like kept asking, like, are you sure? And then he kept like trying to talk to me, and he was from a different just like background. So he had an accent, so I couldn't even really understand what he was saying. And he was probably also like drunk. So like, it was just so interesting. Anyways, to make a long story very long, we closed CAMS, and it was a good time, and I'm glad I went out. Oh, and it was so weird when I was there. So like, I went with a lot of these girls that I had like grown up with and gone to school with forever, and we ran into so many people from like middle school that I hadn't seen like literally since middle school, and it was like so funny. And I was like texting Max all the time. I was like, I just saw this person and this person. Like, it was just so funny. Because there are people that don't, yeah, people that don't go here too. So I was like, why are they here? You know, it was like a random Saturday. And it's just nice in general that at U of I now the going out patterns have changed, and now Saturdays are like a good night to go out because now I have like the all of Sunday to like relax. And I wouldn't have closed a bar on a weekday because it just would have been too tiring. So
I'm so proud of you, Lauren. So proud of you. Yeah.
I was talking to Dad today, and he was like, I think we're the only parents that like encourage and like get excited when our kids are like social and go out and like stay late.
Dad's like, hey, did you see what time Lauren got home at? I'm like, no. He's like, look at your phone. So I did. Yeah. It was 2:06 or something. We're like, yes.
Luckily, CAMS is like a less than 5-minute walk. So like, I was home pretty quickly. It was fun. And this weekend coming is going to be a bender, guys.
Rager parties. Because guys, guess what? It's Dad's weekend at U of I, and
back to the, yeah. It's literally gonna be I'm the only college student that peaks on Dad's weekend.
For Fam Bam is going to be thriving.
Yes. I cannot wait. Now that we have ruminated over our lights for way too long, let's move into the topic for this week. And I came up with this topic as I was looking on my social media, and everyone was talking about this whole thing called Bones Day. And I was like, what the heck is that? Like, I was seeing it, and like, I felt so uncultured. Everyone was talking about it. I'm like, I have no idea what it is. So I ended up like looking it up on Google and then digging into it more. And basically, hold on, let me get the name of the person. Okay, so basically it's this guy on TikTok. His username is at John Graz, JONGRAZ. And he has this pug named Noodle. And basically, started out as like something, and then it became a trend where basically in the morning he'll like bring his dog Noodle like onto his bed, like where he sleeps, and then he'll like lift him up and then like plop him down. And if Noodle like stays standing up, it's a Bones Day. And if he like falls down and like goes back to sleep and like doesn't stand on his paws like grounded, it's a No Bones Day. And the whole concept of like the Bones Day is like, if it's a Bones Day, it's like, yeah, like let's go get this day, like it's gonna be a great day, like go after that promotion and like ask your boss for that raise and ask that girl out on a date. And like, it's like a go-getter date. And if it's a No Bones Day, it's like, okay, like, it doesn't mean it's bad, but, like, it just means, like, let's take a step back. Like, let's just have a chill, like, self-care, like, to ourselves day, okay? And, like, this thing, like, has turned into this whole thing, and, like, everyday people, like, log on to TikTok and, like, wait to see if the dog is going to, like, stand and if it's a bones day or no bones day. Like, it's a thing. And it started, like, literally a week ago, I noticed. So it's just kind of
funny, oh, my God.
How quickly these trends, like, become a thing, you know?
So is it gonna one day turn into like, you know, like the Groundhog Day kind of concept?
Well, that's like, kind of what this made me think of, like the Groundhog's Day. It made me think of that, and like, I don't know, it just kind of got me thinking. Okay, because people right now are putting their fate of like whether or not today is gonna be a good day in the hands of a pug on the internet that they don't know.
A very cool pug.
Right. Noodle seems pretty dope. And, like, now there's merch and, like, this whole thing. Like, this guy's really capitalizing on this opportunity here.
We don't even have merch.
I know. This is a crime. Anyway, but, like, it just kind of got me thinking about, like, I mean, I'm not really, like, invested in this, like, Bones Day thing. Like, I haven't really been, like, looking into it, like, too much. I mean, I did for this, like, because I was interested. But I'm not, like, believing in it. Like, I'm not, like, taking it as anything. But it kind of got me thinking, like, there are plenty of things in my own life that I do, like, latch onto and, like, take really, like, I don't know if, like, seriously is the right word, but, like, I really, like,
believe in it.
I'm passionate. Like, yeah, I believe in it. Like, things like astrology. Taylor Swift is, like, an example of something I'm, like, very passionate about. And I feel like everyone has, like, their own things. And, like, certain shows, like, for example, like, How About Your Mother, like, that show is, like, so diehard to me. Like, I feel like I know those characters, like, better than I know myself sometimes. Like, you know what I mean? Or, like, the Brady Bunch. Like, I feel like I'm, like, quoting that show. Like, I know everything there is to know about it. And, like, I just, like, find it so fascinating, like, that people believe things that, like, aren't real. And, like, that's just kind of, like, where my mind went. And now I'm, like, I feel like it's just a good discussion to have because I think, like, everyone can relate in some manner to like this idea of like believing in things that like don't really have a lot of merit, but like it means something more, you know?
Yeah, like religion.
Mm-hmm. Like religion, you know? Like has been around for centuries upon centuries, like since the beginning of time, basically. And like there's no scientific facts in religion, and like that's why a lot of people end up being like atheists or whatever it is, because they don't believe in it. And like I'm not an expert on religion, like I definitely like don't have a lot of like skin in this game, but like I do. I know you're chuckling because I just like made a Hamilton comment, but like it is something that, you know, like people go to school to become like rabbis and priests and whatever it might be, and like for something like so, it's, like, such a big thing in the world, but, like, it really is made up. And, like, I think about, like, astrology, something I, like, think is so fascinating. Like, I know it's not true, but, like, there are people who are astrologists and they're, like, fortune tellers and people who are, like, they read people's auras and spirits and all that stuff. And, like, I think that stuff is really cool, like, because for some people, like, it means, like, so, like, it can take on a whole new meaning and, like, help. It helps you kind of better understand yourself sometimes.
Yeah. Wow. This is a whole new thing. And it's only been around, the bones thing has only been around for, like, a week?
Like, I couldn't go find it, like, that far back. Like, maybe a week or two.
Oh, my God. I wonder if this guy has been doing it for a longer time and just put it on TikTok.
Maybe. Or, like, maybe, like, it just got viral. I don't really know, but... And, like, I don't really – we don't have the time to, like, really look into it right now. But I definitely recommend you guys, like, checking out, like, what it looks like because I think it's, like – it's really funny.
I mean, I'm sure. Maybe we should do it in our house with Jack.
Yeah, but Jack wouldn't let us pick him up is the problem.
I can pick him up.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. Not in, like, the – you have to, like, watch it.
I guess I'll have to watch it. I've never even seen it. So, wow. So, like, okay. So, what is – what – what about this? You know what I mean? Like, what are some of the things that you believe in that you are so into that, I mean, I guess you mentioned some. What do you think are mine?
I mentioned all of them.
What are mine?
Well, I do think you are very passionate about Judaism. Like, you, I don't know, like, how much of the religion itself you, like, really study, but, like, it's something that I feel like you, I mean, it's part of your job. It yeah. is your job.
Right, but I'm not going to say, like, I'm passionate about the culture and the people and,
yeah,
you know, Israel or those kinds of things, but I'm not... I couldn't recite to you different, you know, stories from the Bible, really.
Right. Or, well, that's kind of like what I'm like, what I just kind of, what came to my brain is like, I don't really know. I don't really think you're like this, but like, I do think that there are two different kinds of camps. Like, there's people who like, they love to believe in stuff, you know, like they are like, you know, so when they're passionate about something, like they're so head first invested, and like I would say I kind of fit that category. Like, I think it's fun to like think of things and like imagine and reflect. Like, that's just the kind of, that's like the nature of my personality. When on the other hand, some people are like so anti and so like don't care about anything, you know, like there's people that are like, this isn't real, or like that's just stupid, and like, you know, that kind of thing, and like kind of like shame others for like, like, for example, with astrology, like, astrology's stupid, you know? Like, all of that. But, like, it's not about whether it's real or, like, whatever it is. Like, it's about, like, the person finding a solace or, like, connection to it. And, like, I just think it's interesting because, like, there are a lot of, like, people, you know, like that. I feel like there's just kind of, like, two different – and I'm sure there's people that kind of live in between. But I think it kind of falls in, like, a spectrum, you know?
Oh, for sure. It definitely does. I mean, you can think of a lot of things that are probably, they tend to, people tend to gravitate like it's a religion. Like, what about people who are sports fanatics and like diehard Cub fans or any team, and they like literally have all their, you know, they wear certain clothes on the days of the games, or they have to like sit in a certain spot on their couch, and like if they move away from that spot, then they're like, oh, they just scored because I moved away from the seat on the couch, or I'm not wearing my special socks, or I'm not, you know. Have you ever heard of all that? That's like, gets crazy. Like,
yeah, well, that kind of like gets into the realm of like superstition, which is like kind of related, but like I was thinking more like, if you're thinking of sports, like the people who like their days are like dependent on like if their sports team like wins or loses, like it's so, it's like becomes like bigger than themselves, you know?
Yeah, that's all of that. Same.
Yeah.
Kind of
and
thing.
Like, shoot. I can't remember the term. It's going to bother me. And I'm sure like there's going to be someone on this that's listening to this, like being like, Lauren, like that's like, it's this, it's this. Like, why can't you think of it? I'd have to look it up. But some psychology term where it's like, when it's like, in a prime example, this is like sports, but it's like, we, like, it's like the we mentality. Like, if your team wins, like, we did it.
We
like,
won.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
we won.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
something like, about we, like right, attributes. Exactly. It's something with,
yeah,
like,
an it's
attribute
an attribution. It is, but I can't remember which one it is. And I,
right. Because I remember when we were talking about like weight loss, like, I lost weight because I did everything that right this week. But like, if you don't lose weight, remember, isn't this part of that same kind of concept?
Yeah, that's like a different concept, but it all falls in the same like realm of.
I know, because you would teach me these things, and yes, I would help you study for tests. Do you remember?
Yes, I do remember plenty of times.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like it's something like attribution, or I don't know. You'll
no, it is an attribution, but I don't know what it's called.
Right. Like when you do, like if they lose, it's like they lost, but we won, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you want to play claim to it, and you had nothing to do with it,
right,
except you were sitting on the couch cheering, right, for them.
Right. But and it's like the same idea of like,
right,
like astrology or whatever. Like if your horoscope says like XYZ thing, and like you, like you believe it has to do with that, you know, like if like you won the lottery that day and like your horoscope said like today is a good day, like for luck or like your fortune, like you, when you get,
yeah,
a fortune,
like,
cookie,
gotta go play the lottery,
yeah, like you got a fortune cookie and like,
oh god,
like so
don't talk about don't talk about those fortune cookies.
Okay, well anyways, I feel like it's just like we find like external things to like believe in to like help us internally like figure out something about ourselves or like get clarity on something or just like feel better.
I know, it's so funny. And I said that about the fortune cookie because there's been times when I've like opened up a fortune cookie and there was no fortune in it.
But it has happened to me as well.
What do you say to that, believer?
Yeah, I would say like, oh God, like what's wrong with me? Like something bad's going to happen is like what I would say, you know?
I know.
Yeah, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
And then you walk out of the restaurant and you trip and break your leg.
Exactly. Exactly.
I love it.
I just think this is like a fun thing to like think about.
I know. Well, I think we do it a lot. I'm trying to think of some other things that are like, I mean, I don't know. I think
it's like human nature to like believe things and cling on to them.
Yeah.
Because like our brains are so complex and like for someone like me, I'm a very curious person in life and like imaginative, and like my brain like likes to like dream up scenarios. And so like when you find something, like it's so easy for me to kind of like go down the rabbit hole and like embrace it fully.
Yeah, just like Nabonze. Like you're gonna get so into it now.
I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, but like we'll see.
I love how you were like
in the comments, like I would love to like, I know, I'd love to like,
it's gonna be a great day because of the bones.
No, that's like what he said. He's like, go ask that or that boss for a raise or whatever. Like
I want to see this guy. So
I know, it's so funny.
It's crazy.
Like I see like Mackenzie Newcomb in the comments. It's bones day on my wedding day. Thank you so much, Noodle. Like these comments. Bones day, bones day. Yes, I'm going to buy so many plants today. My day goes, number one, wake up. Number two, see if Noodle has bones. Three, plan accordingly.
Okay, wait. Let's review. Like, if Noodle stands straight, he has bones.
Like so he has bones. Like, he's up. He's ready to take on the day.
Solid.
If he picks him up and he collapses, then he's like, donezo. Like, I'm out today. Like, what if you were this dog? Like, it's just crazy. Oh, my God.
So is the merch, like, clothing of the dog and stuff?
No, I haven't looked at the merch. Should I?
I mean, I'm excited to go look at this stuff. I wish we would have probably should have looked before the podcast. It would have made more sense.
I know. I'm sorry I didn't explain to you, but I thought it'd be funnier for you people to get your reaction like on the podcast.
Yeah, it's interesting. Lauren's the one.
It's just these are the merch. Here's the merch. It's like,
okay. I can't really see it.
It's him and his bed. It's a bones day. Sorry, I can't. No bones day. He's like, sad.
See, guys. This is why you need, like, a daughter, you know what I mean? Or a son or something. But in my life, it happens to be you. You're keeping me in the know. Like, other people will be like, what's Bones Day? Just like when I never heard about spilling the tea. Like, there was a whole time I was like, what is she talking about? And like, for those of you that don't know, because I know that there's some more mature people that listen to this podcast.
More mature.
If you haven't heard of the term spill the tea, it's probably 4 years old now, but you need to know what that means. It's kind of like, come on, spill the tea. Tell me all the gossip. Like, I want to know all the dirt, all the juicy gossip. Spilling the tea.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is, like, I wasn't, like, I didn't know what it was either, and I was seeing it. So then I, like, did the education to, like, look it up. But, like, I'm sure some people are like, what's a bones day? They're just, like, not bothering to –
I'm sure not all of our people who listen to our podcast were introducing them to the Bones Day.
You know what? If we are, I feel honored.
And if we aren't, will you please let us know? Because then we have some,
it's a thing. Like people on my Instagram feed, like this one girl I like remember.
I know, but most of the people that listen to this podcast
are not.
I mean, who knows?
Are not my friends or my age.
Right. They're like old. And so like basically I'm just pretty certain that like you're introducing this whole crew of people to Bones Day.
I'm so glad. This girl's Instagram caption yesterday, when it's game day and all caps Bones Day.
Ah, dream.
A dream day.
Go get them. That means your team is going to win. You're going to win the fortune of, like, the,
That's why Illinois beat Penn State in 9 overtimes, because it was a bones day.
Yesterday was? What it was today?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see.
Because I was happy. I mean.
A day ago, his post says, "Happy bones day, everyone. Noodle and I are traveling today and will be with family, so I may not post one of these for a couple of days." And everyone disappoint people, as I know how much people look forward to these. But we have a lot going on. And I have some trouble managing my anxiety this week. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, jeez. Like, I'm feeling so for sad. This guy. We've really, you guys.
We're away from bones day, guys. It's really
Lauren,
sad.
Lauren, here's our mission. We've got to get this guy and Noodle on the podcast.
Okay. Honestly, like, challenge accepted.
You make that happen.
Oh my god, that would be our claim to fame.
We just dedicated about a 15-minute section of our podcast to these people, and we need them here.
I agree.
Challenge accepted.
Totally agree.
I love it. So, is there anything new that you've gotten into, like, of recent, in terms of, like, believing in it, that you want to tell us about?
Well, I mean, I would say astrology, like, in the grand scheme of my life, is more recent. Like, I would say in the last year. But I would say, like, in the last few months, I've, like, refined it more. Like, I know, like, more about, like, all the signs, like, not just my own. So I feel like – and, like, all the different
the moons,
I don't know what the term is. Like, sun, moon, rising, like, Mercury, like, all of that. I feel like I – understand all those more. The only thing I don't really know much about is, like, the houses of astrology, but I feel like that's, like, something that I've gotten super into, because it's, like, it's just, like, fun. Like, same with, like, being a Taylor Swift fan. Like, it's just fun to theorize and, like, talk to people about the things that you care about. Like, there's nothing more fun. Like, for example, when you read a good book, you watch a good show, like, there's nothing more fun than, like, talking about it, you know, and getting really into it and theorizing and, like, what's going to happen next? Like, what did you think of this? You know, like, that's just what makes the world go round, is having, like, meaningful discussions and getting into things. You know, we have a whole section on our podcast about what we're into. And I'm already thinking, because I have two different things I want to share when we get to that part. And, like, I'm just bursting with excitement about it, you know?
Well, it's coming very soon, within the next 2 minutes or so.
No, I know. But I'm just, like, saying, like, it's just, it's fun having fun, guys.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I certainly have a lot to learn in terms of astrology and horoscopes and all of that stuff. But, you know, one day maybe we'll make it happen. I think I feel like we talked about it once on the podcast, but
we talked about it a little when Hannah Kahn was on the podcast.
That's why.
She would like to make another appearance one day soon. So maybe we can do, like, an astrology episode when she comes on. But it would also be fun to, like, have a person who, like, does that stuff for a living, you know, like an astrologist, I don't know which is the right term, or just, like, someone who, like a psychic, you know, like, that'd be cool. Like, I think that stuff is so interesting.
Wow, we could have a psychic on our thing, on our podcast.
Like, I would love to get a reading, like, one day in my life. I don't know how expensive they are, but, like, that would be, like, a present I would want, like, someone to read my life, like, tell me about my life.
Graduation present?
Yeah. That's perfect for, like, moving on to a new life,
a new
chapter.
Love it. Awesome. Okay. Anything else that we should shed light on?
I don't know. Do you have any, like, things that you, like, are passionate about or believe in that, like, you didn't? I feel like I kind of, like, bursted with excitement in this episode. Like, I had a lot to share. So, like, is there anything you would want to share?
I mean, what are the characteristics? Like, is it like, oh, I believe in the Democratic Party?
I mean, I guess that works. Why not?
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, what is my religion beyond, you know, my real religion? Or what is something that I'm, like, I mean, I get very passionate into things.
Yeah, I,
like,
know.
Very,
but,
much,
like,
so.
What are, like,
but I'm not sure it's, like, astrology or a category like that. It just might be, like, what I'm into. I get,
yeah,
like.
Well, I feel like when you were in really into the, like, when you did this back in the day, like, I think you were very passionate about, like, Weight Watchers, like, for, like, a long time. And, like, that was something that like you felt like was really important to you and like all of that. Like that's kind of like what I'm thinking of. Camping. Like not everyone thinks like kids should go to camp.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe you could think about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna think about it. I'm gonna get back to you.
Sounds good.
Wow. Now I gotta like after this, first thing I'm gonna do is look up Bones Day and our little friend Noodle.
Yes.
And I gotta see what the dad owner guy looks like. I don't know what I picture him to look like. Some weirdo.
Like a cool, seems like a cool dude. Okay. He's not a weirdo. He's a cool dude.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to go look at him. Look at him. And get him on the show, Laura. That's your job.
Sounds amazing.
Oh, we'll do you know that today is a month until I'm 51? Didn't it just seem like I just turned 50?
No, tomorrow isn't. No, today. Sorry.
Today. Thank you. It's the 24th. Crazy. Unbelievable. Crazy.
That was the 23rd for a second, but that was yesterday.
Crazy.
The 50 episode, that was a good one.
It was really fun. Super
fun. You guys
should,
this is your sign to go back and listen to some of our old episodes if you haven't yet. They're just as good as these.
They might be better. I'm kidding. We've perfected it. Now we have microphones. We're louder.
Yeah. I honestly feel like this episode was good, though, like today. Like, I'm just feeling like inspired to have a bone today.
I'm gonna make tomorrow a Bones Day, even if it's not a Bones Day. See, that's the whole thing.
Good idea.
Like, I don't want to just dictate based on somebody's dog. Like, I want to make it a great day or not. The choice is mine tomorrow, just because it's a great day. We have we don't know how many days we have on this earth, and we should make all of them a Bones Day, arguably.
True.
But maybe it's
except
not
sometimes
like,
no bones days are good, it seems. Like, sometimes I just want a no bones day. Like, I just want to take a step back and chill.
Reflect. Like,
but I think a Monday is a good day to have a bones day.
Yeah. It. But maybe, like, a no bones day is just, like, a reflection day. Maybe it's not a bad day. It's just
that's
not,
what
like.
That's what I just said.
You're right. Maybe it's not the day that you're going to go ask for the raise and go win the lottery. But it's just, like, a day of appreciation.
Exactly.
For all the things you
all
have.
About
at no like bones days are together. Gratitude days, but we might have to find out from the guy and the dog.
No, he said that.
I know, but I mean, are they days of gratitude? Like, can we look at it like that? Be grateful.
Sure. You can do whatever you want.
Okay, sounds good. I love it. I can't wait to hear about the next like big thing that is like TikTok worthy.
TikTok's crazy. Making the world go round, guys.
I mean, it must be. But last week we talked all about like the negative aspects of social media and communication. And now we're like sucked back down the rabbit hole of it.
Here we go again. It's just these never ending.
Never ending with these phones. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. All right. Let's get into the what we're into. I want to hear what you're into.
Well, I said I have two. Do I have permission to share two things?
Yes. I grant you permission. And so does Noodle.
God. Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Okay. So my first, what I'm into is a book that I read this past week. Shout out, first of all, to good old Aunt Stacy for this recommendation. Love it. So grateful. I read this book called The Clover Girls by Viola Shipman. I like kind of knew it. I mean, like I read the description, like I knew I was going to like it, but like, okay, was it, like, the most, like, life-changing, like, poetic story? No. But was it a good old time? Yes. And it was fun, and it was, like, just what I needed, and, like, it was just, like, a good guilty pleasure read, you know? And, like, I loved it. So, basically, the premise is, like, I can explain why I loved it even more, like, after, but the premise is, like, three girls that reunite in, like, I don't know, maybe, like, 40s and 50s. They were, like, best friends at summer camp growing up.
Love that. Yes,
we love it, first of all. And they reunite at, like, their old camp after, like, the fourth girl that was their best friend, like, sent them this letter with some pretty sad news. I don't want to explain anything. But basically they reunite, and then they all had, like, an estranged relationship, like, since camp. Like, they had a falling out. And the one girl that sent them the letter was the one that, like, kind of stayed in touch with all of them. So like the point of like their reuniting was to like figure out who they are. Like they all kind of like have shitty lives and like don't like how life is going for them, and like just a chance to like discover themselves, like reconnect as friends, because they like really did have like such a great friendship. They were called like the Clover Girls, it's like based on the title. And yeah, it was just like such a good book, like a lot of highlighting some like profound like quotes, like probably very cheesy, but like for me, like bring on the cheese, love the cheese. And I think the reason why I liked it so much, besides just like being a camp person, like in general, and like I love stories about like friendships and like that kind of thing. I think what I also like, it reminded me so much of Camp Confidential, which is like my favorite book series growing up as a kid.
I was
obsessed with these, like it was a 20 book series. I don't even know if I read all the books, but I read like a lot of them. And it was just about like these girls who like all came from totally different backgrounds, and they like reunited at camp every summer, and like it was such a special place, and like it was just like my favorite books to read as a kid. And so like this was kind of like the grown-up version of that, and I think that's why I like loved it so much. So definitely recommend that. That's my first what I'm into, and I would think that you would like the book, Mom, as well as many of our other listeners. And the other thing that I'm so excited and so into right now is actually Dancing with the Stars, which like I literally like cannot put into words like how much I'm into it. I watched a ton like as a kid growing up. Like I like loved like American Idol, Dancing with the Stars, Biggest Loser, like a lot of those like reality game shows as a kid. And like I don't really know, I just kind of like grew, like I didn't just stop watching it. And it started like a month or so ago. And I wasn't watching it, and then I like realized how good the cast was, and I was like, okay, it's on Hulu, like I'm gonna watch it. So I started, and now I'm officially caught up for this week's episode as of today.
Nice.
And like I don't know what it is, but this season is just unbelievable. They are all like really good, like the stars, there's so many good people on it. The dancers, like I feel like they're really like connect, like the pairs are like getting really close and connected, which like maybe was always a thing, but like I don't know, it just feels like different. And like the judges, like I'm just really vibing with them. Derek Hough is like a fourth judge now, which is like fun. And like I remember as a kid like being like Len Goodman is like ugh, like he's like the Simon Cowell of the show, and like just didn't think he was a nice guy, but he's like really a softie. Like I like Len Goodman. And like they're just such a squad. Like they're the only like show really that's had these like same judges all these years, and that have like
Carianna still on it.
Carianna Naba,
she's still on it.
Len Goodman, 10.
No, Derek, he would give it 9.
10.
Bruno Tamioli.
Bruno Tamioli, 10. No, they're all like on it. Carianna Naba, I found out, is 53. I thought she was like 30.
She's looking good. She looks great.
She does look great. But anyways. But, like, literally today I was watching it, and, like, JoJo Siwa is, like, one of the people on it. And, like, I love JoJo Siwa, first of all. Huge, huge fan. She could come on our podcast anytime. And, like, she partnered with a girl this year, which is, like, the first time that there's been, like, a same-sex.
Oh, my God. I've never knew that.
And her partner is Jenna, who's married to Olivia Jade's partner, Val. And, like, I love them, too. Like, they're amazing. And to the episode I watched today, like last week's, was Grease Night, which first of all, Mom, like if you don't watch this whole season, you need to watch that episode because it was Grease Night. They like the costumes and the makeup and like the hair, like for all of these, like there was a Disney like night, there was Disney heroes and villains two different nights, and like it is unbelievable. Like they got them spot on. It was all Grease songs. Like, it was, like, it really just, like, got me amped up, and I know how much you love that movie. Like, I think
yeah,
you would have
you're,
loved
like,
this.
My Elisa, my friend Elisa, mm-hmm. was like, oh, my God, Jamie, I am thinking of you. Grease Night on Dancing with the Stars is making me think of you. And
yes. No, I literally, like, thought of you. Like, it was so good. And then back to JoJo. Like, so she, like, spoiler to her and her partner, they got the first, like, perfect score of the season so far, like they got a 40 perfect score.
I mean, it is really annoying though. JoJo Siwa was like on Dance Moms, like
yes,
he obviously yes. is like a dance. This is like her background.
Yes. But like, there are a lot of people that are like perform, like Amanda Kloots is not in. She used to be on Broadway. And Cody Rigsby used to be a dancer. Like, it's not just her that has a dance background.
Okay, so now
it's never going to be, like, a perfect level playing field, because if they have all, like, shitty dancers that are, like, athletes, like, it's not exciting, you know? Like, there needs to be, like, talent. And I get what you're saying, but it's not just her. I feel like that's
– okay.
Melora Hardin is, like, really good, and, like, she has, like, some dance. She's Jan from The Office.
Okay.
Anyway, not the point of story, but when they got a perfect score and, like, their dance, they did Look at Me, I'm Sandra D, but the reprise, like, with Frenchie and Sandy. And, like, the whole, like, storyline was about, like, the two of them as partners. Like, they've just grown such a strong friendship. And, like, Jenna says she's, like, JoJo's older sister and, like, all this stuff. And, like, they were talking and then they got the perfect score. And, like, I literally teared up.
Oh, my God. That's sweet.
Which is just, I never do that at shows, you know? Like, I'm never tearing up.
You're softy now. You're turning into a softy, like Len Goodman.
Truly. So anyways, I've rambled on about Dancing with the Stars way too much, but more of a story, I really recommend it. It's not too late to look into it. Also, like, Brian Austin Green was on the season. I love that man.
Bag. We love him.
We love him.
Nice.
And so many other Sporty Spice. Well,
thank you for sharing. It's like you're really getting me wanting to watch it now.
No, if you don't even watch the full episode, like, just look up some of the dances on, like, YouTube or something.
That's a good
like,
way to do it.
You would love it. Like, the costumes, the music, the set, like, they match, like, the Rydell High, like, set.
Oh my God.
The only critique I have about Dancing with the Stars right now is that I don't think Tyra Banks is a good host. That is the only critique I have.
And I can't annoying. Imagine that. I love Tyra.
She's a little annoying. But besides that, 12 out of 10. Amazing.
Wow.
Wait, please talk. What are you into this
big week? big news. Okay. So I'm going to say that I watched a couple Netflix shows this weekend, and I'm going to tell everyone that I'm probably the last one that would have wanted to watch this that watched it. The Queen's Gambit. I highly recommend. It was very good. And the acting was superb. And it's just this really, I mean, it's a very sad story, but there's a lot of good in it. I don't know, Lauren, you didn't watch it, right? So it's about this young girl whose parents died and she goes into this orphanage. And at the orphanage, she literally gets addicted to, well, she has two major things that happen. One is that she gets addicted to some kind of like drugs. Basically. Right. And the second thing is she learns how to play chess from the janitor who teaches her how to play chess in the basement. And then she is like a woman playing like a chess phenomenon prodigy at a very young age and plays against men and then on to competitions where she's like basically the world champion of chess. And people were saying to her, you are the best player I've ever played against, like 70-year-old men are like playing against her, whatever. And it's pretty cool. She also becomes an alcoholic and a drug addict and whatever. It's just kind of crazy, but pretty awesome story. And then the other thing that I really love too is Made. And I'm not sure if you you wouldn't be right now. It's like one of the trending shows on Netflix. Very good movie. And that is about a young mother who is emotionally abused by the father of her husband, who is the father of her daughter. And she basically takes her daughter out of that home and starts a new life for them and literally, like, has to go into a women's shelter and then she decides she's going to, you know, get a job. The only thing that she can do is clean houses. And it's just like this journey of her and her daughter. And then you love it because she's also a writer. And she goes, she ends up getting, I don't want to spoil or alert it. So I'm just going to say she ends up going back to college to study writing. And it's really, really great story. And so it's Andie MacDowell's daughter and Andie MacDowell play mother and daughter in it. And Andie MacDowell's also like got some mental health issues as well. And just a whole saga, kind of one of those stories where there is a, like a cycle of abuse going on. And it seems that she's breaks it. And it's just this girl, Alex. And I want to say that it's such a good story. And I loved it. So two really great Netflix shows if you haven't seen them yet. Both wonderful. So Maid and The Queen's Gambit. Watch them. Okay. So Lauren, we did it again. We've proved once again that we are the best and strongest mother and daughter team out there. I challenge anyone to come up against us in a competition. This was great.
I also do because I don't think they would win.
This was great. We love our listeners. Thank you so much for listening and putting up with us. If you enjoyed it, please share the podcast. Mom, thank you for sharing it consistently every single week. Thank you, Patty, Dan Weniger, for really promoting our podcast out there. Tell your friends to give us a listen. Follow us on all social medias. And even though we're going to have to launch something, but we now have a TikTok, apparently. So we have to get something up there.
Yeah, well, I was waiting for that when we are together in person.
Okay, you better start making me practice some of the TikToks. Anyway, wonderful week. Lauren, loved recording with you. Everyone, take care of yourself and others, and we'll look forward to seeing you or be listening with you next week. Thanks so much.